The PGA Tour presents the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America, streaming live on PGATour.com. Follow us today and every day on Twitter at Golf Talk America. Now, the Golf Talk America crew.
And hello again, everybody. Welcome to Golf Talk America here on PGA Tour Radio. Tim Matthews with you. And we've got a lot going on once again today. And a lot of it's going to be focused on the West Coast, all the bad weather that we've seen in the West Coast, a few weeks, but it certainly came down yesterday for the first round of the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am. We all remember there's three different courses they play on. And if you were lucky, you got off early. And if you got off early and you get to play at Spyglass Hill, you're in pretty good shape. If you got off late, you played at Pebble, or you played at Monterey Peninsula, not so great. And they actually couldn't get everybody in. They had to delay things for a while because of the rains. And literally near the afternoon in Pebble Beach, the famous 18th hole, a river going right down the middle of it. The ocean started about 50 yards before it actually started. By the time the rains were coming down, the winds were blowing. The guys had to back off of balls. They had to call out some different officials to make sure that they would check the ball form, especially the new rule about if the ball oscillates or moves when you address it or put your coin down, and on and on. So it was a slow day for the first round of the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am. So we'll talk about that. We also have a good friend, Dr. Troy Van Beesen, joining us. He's with the Cairo Sports Specialist in Dallas, works with Jordan Spieth, a lot of other PGA Tour players. He's a chiropractor for the PGA Tour. He'll be with us here in just a few minutes to talk about the health of these guys and what they're going through, and certainly Tiger Woods and his back issues and the spasms, what he thinks about all of that happening. And a little bit later on, Dave Horner from French Lick Resort, director of golf operations there. French Lick, of course, good friends of ours here at Golf Talk America, but good friends also of golf courses around the country, because they were named, and rightfully so, Golf Course of the Year for 2017. And congratulations to them for the National Golf Course Owners Association getting that honor for our friends at French Lick. So we'll talk with Dave coming up in a little bit. So that's a lot of stuff going on. And we have Frank Bassett with our in our Nashville studio. Join us too. Frank, how's everything going in Nashville?
Good. Nashville's great. Yeah. It's cold. It was 65, then it went to 22, and it's going back to 55 or 60 today. So everybody's sick in this town. Schools are closed. I mean, it's a mess. But, everything's going good. And congratulations to the French Lick Resort, Dave Harner and his team. Wow. I can't wait to talk to him. That's a big award that was done last night, I believe.
Yeah. A lot of competition there.
In Orlando at the golf course. Well, it's the industry show. After the merchandise show that we were in attendance,
right?
The industry show, which you have the lawnmowers and the golf course owners and all that, agronomy, all that good stuff. So, yeah, big deal for Brendan Sweeney's, French Lick Resort, man. It's deep in the heart of the Hoosier National Forest, by the way. So there.
And they have a few different golf courses there. So it is the Pete Dye course that was received the honor, and that we'll be talking to Dave about, but great golf courses there that I haven't played yet, but one of these days I will get there. I know you've played there numerous times.
Tons,
but sooner or later, and they are hosting, and rightfully so, the first Legends on the LPGA Tour major championship coming up later this summer. Hopefully we'll be there for that as well to do our shows from there.
In July, the LPGA Senior Championship presented by Old National Bank. We'll be there. It's going to be great. This is the inaugural event, so it'll be a big LPGA event, and we'll be there. It'll be fun, too. It's you're going to love it. It's an incredible place. We'll be sitting up on the hill overlooking the course, sipping on a mint julep. Oh, no, that's the Derby. Sorry. It's overlooking the horse or the course. I don't know. Whatever.
Close enough.
I'm tired. It's been a long week. So
And so, we will be there for that, but that event is coming up. But, again, the reason – courses get those events is just the same thing, as they're named Golf Course of the Year. They have great facilities, and people are recognizing that. So they deserve to have the women's. And you know what? French Lick has done a great job with the LPGA, and they do a great job with the Legends and the women there. So it's deservedly that the first Legends major championship would be there.
LPGA Senior Women's Championship, It is. It really is. Hey, by the way, we'll get more into French Lick in a little bit, but what's going on with Spieth? I heard he got into it with some autograph seekers yesterday or day before yesterday.
Yeah, cool. We'll have to ask Troy Van Beesen, because Troy works with Jordan on his fitness. And so what happened a couple of days ago, not unusual in the world of sports today that obviously there's autograph seekers, and most athletes are pretty good about signing a few autographs at least, sometimes even more if they have time, and mostly for kids or anybody that they think is a real fan. The ones they have a problem with are the professional autograph seekers who then put them on eBay or then sell them and turn around. And so Spieth got into it and he was passing up some of those guys that were professional autograph seekers, and they were getting upset with Jordan for passing them around them to go to the next people and go to the kids. And so it got kind of wordy, and they started cussing at him, and got back with them, and so they had to kind of have security come. And so it was just, and Jordan said afterwards, he goes, I just don't appreciate that they take advantage of the skills of athletes or whoever they're getting the autograph of and then sell that based on the skills of someone else, not anything they did other than to get something signed. He goes, I have no problem if a kid wants to take it and put it in his room or do whatever he wants. He goes, I got autographs when I was a kid too. I'm happy to do that, but not these guys. And he actually said, he called them scum, and he said, why don't they just go get real jobs? So, it's going to be interesting. It'll be real interesting his next event to see what happens.
We're friends with Jordan Spieth. I mean, we do his foundation tournament and all that. We're close to his family. He's the nicest, most poised young man you'll ever meet. Polite, nice, a gentleman, true gentleman. So must have really gotten under his skin for him to get into it with him. I heard that there were some bad words that were thrown at him.
Yeah,
and he turned to them and said, "Hey, there are kids right here. What are you guys doing?" So that is scum. I'm sorry, that's scum.
Yeah. Well, it does kind of show the character that he's referring to. You know, that these aren't, you know, the salt of the earth kind of people. So he just said, "Okay, enough's enough." And I'm not going to do it, because we've all seen them, but they've got a box full of pictures that have cardboard in the back. I mean, they're all professionally mounted and everything else. Yeah. I mean, you know, they're going right to sale as soon as they get them. So they're not fans. They're fans of making money. And that's the line that a lot of athletes will draw. And Jordan, you know, at some point, you've had enough. And Phil has gone down this road. Tiger, a lot of the guys have done the same, and other sports as well. And they're just like, you know, I just don't want to do it for those guys. And so, yeah, there's some drama there, and we'll see if the drama carries over.
I'm looking at one of my signed, the 2015 Masters flag by Jordan. He signed for me, and actually it was presented to me, which was really nice. I didn't ask for it, so that'll never be on eBay. I can promise you that. It'll never leave the studio.
Yeah, and they're happy to sign. Those are the ones that they want people to have that kind of stuff. They just they don't want it to go to the secondary market, as they say. Hey, you want to call Troy?
Yeah, you want to just hit him live?
Let's do it.
Let's hit the buttons here.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
I think he's in the car driving somewhere, so see if we can.
Let's see
where he's heading.
Yeah,
he works with the Dallas Stars as well, so he's maybe heading to a hockey rink or something.
Hello, it's Troy.
Uh oh.
There he is.
Troy Van Beesen, live on the show. We just called you live, Troy. Sorry, but you're on the air.
Yeah, so don't start cussing or anything. Don't get all upset with us now, Troy.
No, we're good.
Hey, so where are you headed right now? Are you in Dallas? Or are you out of the country, out of the town? Where are you at?
I actually took the week off. As much as Pebble is beautiful, the weather can get pretty, you know, rough. So I'm glad I'm home in Dallas. I'm actually just splitting some time here between the clinic and the Dallas Stars right now, so.
Okay, heading to do a little hockey work. Troy, of course, is with Sports Performance. He's a Sports Performance Specialist with Cairo Sports Specialist in Dallas, a chiropractor for the PGA Tour. As he just said, works for the Stars and almost everybody else. I don't know how you get any time off, to be honest. Every time we talk to you, you're heading to another tournament, another team meeting, or whatever it is, a game, to do the things you're doing. So we appreciate you taking a few minutes to talk with us. And I want to get you mentioned the fact that the weather's not so nice at least this round, and your guy, the first round at Pebble Beach, Jordan played pretty well, and we'll talk about his golf here coming up in just a little bit. It was 3 under, but the weather was just horrific and raining sideways and windy and blowing. From a performance standpoint and back and stretching and all that kind of stuff, I'm assuming it's a little bit different when you have beautiful, sunny, warm weather versus what you had at Pebble Beach yesterday, as far as what you look at. And when you work out with players, they have a different workout. Guys are doing something differently to get ready for a round in that kind of weather.
Yeah. You know, we had a little bit of a rough time. Also, the beginning of Torrey Pines was pretty wet, cold, damp. And so typically, you know, on a week like this, the guys will come in a lot earlier. Warm-ups are a lot longer. You know, morning, especially early morning tee times, are a little more stiff, a little more rigid. And so, not much change. We really want to stick with our routine. We just take a little bit more time just to kind of make sure the guys are ready to go and warmed up. And you know, obviously, number one is we want to prevent injuries. You know, we don't want to come in there and not feeling good and swinging a club and, you know, something bad happens. So we stick to the routine, but just a little bit longer just to make sure they're ready to go and warmed up and able to play. It's tough to play that way. And some guys mentally, you know, step up like Jordan did yesterday. Some guys embrace it. Some guys don't like it at all. Obviously, you see some pretty bad scores. So,
do you look at Jordan himself for getting ready for this season? And I guess it's, you know, it's a wraparound, so it's hard to say when the season begins for a lot of these guys. Yeah. But what kind of shape do you see Jordan? Is he got any different than last year? Is he bigger, stronger? Is he lean? Is there something in particular he's been working on fitness wise?
You know, the great thing we did in the off season, which he hasn't been able to do the previous couple seasons, is actually get some time off. As everybody's aware of it, last year was a pretty rough off season. He was in six different countries in six different terms, even before the PGA Tour started. So that beat him up pretty good. And then it was tough to catch up. This year we just made a decision, hey, you know what? Let's take some time off, rest the brain, rest the body. And really in the gym, he just worked on a lot of strength. He's still motivated. Still wants to get stronger, so he's lifting some pretty good weight. We had actually a chat a couple of weeks ago, and you know, like with Jordan, you know, I guess that generation, Jordan and Ray McIlroy and Jason Day, they want to look good in the shirt, they want a tight shirt. And I was with another kid named Patrick Rogers, who you know is a pretty young kid and wants to get strong. And you know, Jordan was deadlifting, you know, 300 pounds repetitive. Jeez. So that's pretty good for a golfer. You don't see that very often. So I guess I still got to pump the brakes, right? You still want to make sure that physically they stay healthy and there's no injury as we go through the process. So
it is so funny, Troy. This is Frank. It's so funny today to see all the young players really, really going after strength, fitness, health, pumping the weights. The only way that 300 pounds was ever deadlifted back in our day, Tim's in my day playing golf with the tour. We didn't play with the tour, but following the tour was if you picked up a beer keg, and that was about it. I mean, that was about it. So it's really changed, and still is. Yeah, it's really changed.
This is my 15th year out on the PGA Tour, and obviously I've seen a couple generations come through. And as you guys are aware of it, it's this new generation that's coming up is completely different. You know, they're just the technology that's out there, the internet that's out there, there's so much information. And you know, a guy like Jordan or, you know, I take every young kid named Scotty Scheffler right now who's playing at the University of Texas, and he's a good player. And the stuff that we're doing, gosh, when I saw Jordan at 14, I've been seeing Scotty Scheffler since he was 10. So this is a normal way for them. They don't know any different. You look at the older guys in the, you know, late 30s, 40s, they didn't have this type of stuff growing up and developing. So the learning curve is a lot quicker, and we're seeing that with a lot of young players stepping up to the plate. And you know, Cordy Gribble, another kid I took care of since he was, you know, in high school. Gosh, he went to Sanderson Farms his first year out. So there's no fear of these guys. You know, they know what they need to do behind the scenes. You know, they can get into the social media world. They can see stuff that goes on behind the scenes right on their phone. So 10, 15 years ago, you didn't have that access. So there's not really a they're not afraid. You know, they step in and they just go.
We're talking with Dr. Troy Van Beesen, who is the owner of Cairo Sports Specialist in Dallas, chiropractor on the PGA Tour. And we're talking about the guys today and how fit they are and trying to get even more fit. And you were mentioning about what you did with Jordan, and that Jordan Spieth got a lot of time off, and that was good for him. But it still seems to come up quite a bit when you watch him play with Dustin Johnson or against Dustin Johnson and Jason Day and Rory and some of those guys, that he still doesn't have the distance they have. And people are wondering, okay, can he, and certainly he can compete. We've seen that already. But can he, in today's golf, when you see the Justin Thomases and everybody seems to just hit 320-yard drives, no matter how big or small they are, can what you do and what Jordan's trying to do, can he add distance in his game with that with the driver?
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably the million-dollar question that's out on the golf. I mean, I got guys in the Champions Tour that still want to hit it further. But the research basically shows there's not really a lot of correlation on if you develop strength, you're going to hit the ball know, if you start from scratch, 100% you're gonna basically get a lot of distance. I think a lot of it, strength is important. Strength's gonna create a lot of speed. But then you gotta understand too, the next part of that is your swing fundamentals. When you swing the club, you know, do you release it like a Rory McIlroy? Do you release it like a Dustin Johnson? And you know, and obviously Jordan and I talk about it, you know, his swing is not I guess made for that speed, for that release. But you know, I would say looking from Jordan 3 years ago to now, I would say he's a good 7 to 10 years longer. But you know, you look at another kid I work with is Ricky Fowler. I mean, Ricky Fowler's 153 pounds and he bombed at 320. So right. You look at his fundamental, he's very flexible, he winds up and he releases that club pretty viciously, just like a Rory or Jason Day. So yeah, strength does help. It's not the only thing that's gonna make you swing it for, you know, the ball further, but you know, the swing fundamentals comes into play, I think, more than strength.
Hey, Troy, I'm curious too about, and I know you don't necessarily work with Tiger on any kind of regular basis, and you're around him once in a while, like anybody on the tour when you see him, but that hasn't been a lot lately.
Yeah.
So now we see that the spasms in Dubai, and he withdraws. I'm curious, and we've certainly people are debating, is it psychosomatic? Is it in his head and therefore translates to shutting down his body? Is it about his back still, his spasms? What's your take on where Tiger is right now?
Yeah, you know, there's been a lot of talk about it kind of in the industry, and he still has issues. I think the thing with Tiger, and you guys know this, his swing has changed. We saw it in the Bahamas. And I made a comment when I was in the Bahamas, and we all know Rocco Mediate. We know Rocco Mediate works with Jimmy Ballard. And you kind of look at Tiger's swing, and it reminds me of, you know, way back when I talked to Jimmy Ballard about the L to L swing, right? So it's kind of what Tiger's doing, and he has to do that to protect the back, right? Rocco struggled with his back for many years. After he saw Jimmy, you know, he actually, I think he's won twice last year in the Champions Tour. So my right. question would be is, can that swing hold up in a tough golf course, tough conditions, and under pressure? And we saw that, obviously, in Torrey Pines. I mean, I think the first day you hit four fairways. So at this point, the answer is no. And I remember talking, it's interesting because I followed Tiger a lot during Torrey. I just wanted to kind of see what was going on. And on Friday afternoon, I want to say it's the 13th hole, par 3, 220, Tiger hit a shot. And I looked at it and I went, wow, that's Tiger's old swing. And Tiger put it 6 feet to the pin. However, Tiger didn't walk off the tee box very well. He went to pick up his tee and he grabbed him. So I think at that point, mentally, he's like, man, he's so frustrated. I'm just going to hit my own shot. And it was a beautiful shot. But at that point, you could tell the back just couldn't hold up. There's still a question about the training behind the scenes. I know in the Bahamas, he was very good with his core work, stability work, flexibility work. It was great. Near the end of the week in the Bahamas, he started getting into the squats, the lifting again, and me and a couple of players just looking over, kind of, what's he doing? And I think, you know, I don't know. He obviously, we all know he's stubborn. He doesn't want to make a change. He doesn't want to ask for help. But he's just got to stick with that plan and realize he's 41 years old, 2 back surgeries, 4 knee surgeries. He's just got to be smarter. And until he realizes that, I think this is going to be – it's going to continue this way.
We're joined by Troy Van Beesen, chiropractor for the PGA Tour. And so, Troy, you mentioned a couple of younger guys, Scheffler and Gribble, that you've worked with, and a lot of other young guys, too. Is it different even now? And Jordan wasn't – it wasn't that long ago that Jordan was a 14-year-old, but I guess now it seems like it was like 20 years ago. Is it different even now how you're training guys that are 12 or 14 or 16 years old versus what you even did with Jordan when he was that age 7, 8 years ago?
Yeah, we have a pretty good junior golf program in our office. And the number one thing we try to get the young kids from, you know, starting at 9, 10 years old, it sounds weird, but we're teaching them how to move. It's amazing how some of these kids can't do a sit-up, can't do a push-up, don't know how to do a side shuffle. Just simple stuff that you and I did as kids out on the play field that we just took for granted. And unfortunately, the specialization of sport has really taken the athleticism away from these kids. So our whole goal is teaching how to move properly, more body weight control, more stability. We don't do any weights with these kids until probably about 14. you know, depending on how, where they are in their developmental, physically. But, it's a completely different world with these young kids. The unfortunate side of it is, you know, a lot of kids see the Rorys, the J-Days, you know, the Justin Roses working out, the Tigers working out, and they see these in the video, the social media, and that's what they want to do. And that's what, unfortunately, their trainers do. And we see a tremendous amount of injuries to these young kids, 9, 10 years old, with back issues. I know last year, gosh, by the time April rolled around last year, we had 6 kids that had spinal stress fractures. And a lot of it's just due to repetitive stress on the spine and the golf swing. But a lot of it is what they're doing in the gym. And we do a junior golf fitness summit twice a year in the office, and we'll take a handful of kids from around the state, and we're just teaching them how to do bodyweight squats. And if I take 10 kids to do a bodyweight squat, I would say 7 can't do it. But the flip side is these kids are actually squatting with weights. So I look at the parents, I'm like, hey, parents, if your kid cannot do a bodyweight squat, why are we loading a young spine with weight? It's just too detrimental. So, yeah, to answer your question, it's a completely different training program as compared to, we're at with Jordan right now.
And you mentioned right there, hey, parents, why are you doing this with your kids? Is that one of your biggest challenges, is dealing with the over-coaching of parents with their kids? I can only imagine.
100%. You know, oh, yeah. I've always said this, you know, the best thing that's happened to junior golf in Texas is Jordan Spieth. The worst thing that's happened to junior golf in Texas is Jordan Spieth.
Jordan Spieth.
And the reason I say that is, and it's going to be hard to believe this, but I got 2 or 3 young kids from ages 9 to 12 that have about 4, 5, 6 people in their entourage already. So
wow.
It's crazy. They have they have a short game coach, they have a mental coach, they have a swing coach, they have a trainer, they have putting coach. And I just sit there and this poor kid's 10 years old. I tell the parents, and there's times where I become the advocate for the kid. I'm like, listen, Jordan's special. You know, we didn't know he was going to be this way. We knew he was a good player, but enjoy life, right? Go play baseball. Go play football. I mean, the specialization at such a young age has just been, it hasn't been a good thing for our younger generation. And there's an article in the Orthopedic Journal last year. I think junior athletes as a whole, injury rate has gone over 300%. Wow. And it's not just golf. I mean, it's soccer, it's baseball, it's sure. All sports. So.
Wow. When I was 10 years old, my entourage was my dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he didn't even
go outside and you play in the playground until dark, and you play baseball, you play street hockey, you throw a football.
Sure.
It is amazing how you take some of these kids and say, hey, throw a football or throw a ball in my office, and they don't know how to do that.
That's interesting. That's nuts.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah, it really is a different world.
But they'll step on a range and at 14 years old, hit the ball 270, 280.
Sure. Yeah.
Wow. Well, and you know, a lot of that, too.
Very interesting.
I don't want to get too deep into this, but you look at Asian players, their discipline level, they start them so young and they're just so disciplined, and it's so tunnel-vised to me that I have to be careful how I say this, but I think it's not well-rounded, I guess is what you're saying, Troy.
You're 100%. I actually started working with a young Korean kid last year named Michael Kim that came out of UCal Berkeley. He's actually had a good year so far. And the same thing with him. He moved to Dallas from San Diego, and he's with a trainer in San Diego. And when we brought him in here, the term in the industry is his movement patterns were, they're awful. And so we just had to kind of get him to be more an athlete, more athleticism. And for whatever reason, coincidentally, I mean, gosh, he's played 7 events. He's got 3 top 10s already. So we're pretty excited about his progress.
Wow. Well, it's a challenge, I know, for you, and it makes it, I'm sure, even more challenging, the fact that everybody wants to get their kid and think that their kid can be on the PGA Tour by the time they're 17 years old, and keep pushing and pushing. But you do a phenomenal job. People want to check out the website. It's chirosportsspecialist.com. How about if people want to follow you on Twitter, Troy? What would they do?
Yeah, it's just Chirosport TVB, just my initials, Troy Van Diezen. So that'd be the best way, Instagram or Twitter.
Hey, okay. Troy, before we let you go, you'll be at Augusta, obviously, this year. We'll be there at Azalea House. I want to formally invite you to come down to Azalea House and be our guest on the show. We'll be broadcasting every day from Azalea House all week. So we'd love to
and
have
gonna
you
have a keg, we're going to have a keg set up.
More than that,
so you can see if you can come
perfect.
Squat it for us.
Keg squats.
So, you know, I'm Canadian, so I can do some radio and
we'll fill you full of booze before we put you on the air. There you
perfect.
Go.
Perfect.
That'll be great. There'll be a lot of A's coming out for sure.
No, we really do want to invite you down. We'll be there Monday through Sunday. So
we'll try to work that out. That'd be great if you could make it, Troy. That'd
love
be awesome.
To.
I think the best time for me, just because it gets to become Crazy Week as we get through the week, is early on, like a Monday or Tuesday. That'd
yeah,
be great.
Yeah. We're going to have a big event. In fact, we're having Tuesday for the troops. Monday is we'll have Caddy for a Cure night. So you're welcome to come anytime.
Yeah.
Okay. I appreciate
it. Perfect. It never hurts to get an invite to an open bar, does it?
And food.
Canadian.
Oh, yeah.
Let's be honest.
Never turned that down.
All right, Troy. Thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it. Shit. Have a great day.
All right, guys. All right, take care.
Thanks.
All right. Dr. Troy Van Beesen, again, chirosportspecialist.com is the website. And follow him on Twitter because, get some questions in there. You never know. You get some free advice from a guy who knows chirosportstvb. Troy Van Beesen is his Twitter handle.
I need him.
Handle, so.
I need him. My back after him. Everything for the past few weeks I've been dealing with. We have all these contractors working, and I think I can do, knock out studs. Yeah, yeah right.
Yeah.
Wrong.
Lift a hammer. What are you kidding me?
Couldn't get out of bed. These guys have sledgehammers and oh my Lord.
But isn't it fascinating to hear what he says about even how it's evolved since Jordan Spieth was at it? I mean, Jordan Spieth's only 23 for God's sakes. It wasn't that long ago. And it's already changing so much to see what these guys do.
It's nuts. It,
and they're all trying to keep up with somebody, right? There's, as Steve Johnson tells us all the time, he works with a lot of Korean kids, and they come over and will live in Dallas to work with Steve while they're like 8 and 9 years old. Can you imagine moving to Korea when you're a kid to work on your golf? It's unbelievable, but that's American kids or parents saying, well, we got to compete with that, so we got to do the same thing. It's just a vicious circle. It really is. I don't know what's going to stop.
You know, one of these days we're going to – take this show and start bringing in callers on a different show, or like a caller day or whatever. I'd love to hear what a lot of our listeners think about all that, because I have some pretty strong opinions about taking these young kids and putting them on a regimen that's so focused and so tunnel-vised that they're not well-rounded. You know, put a violin or put a trumpet in their hand and put a football in their hand, put a soccer ball in front of them. I mean, get them well-rounded instead of just little robots.
Jordan Spieth will be the first to tell you. He played, his brother plays college basketball at Brown.
Yes,
Jordan played basketball. He played baseball. He played the sports.
Yeah.
And that's what Troy's talking about. You know, let the kid have, if he chooses golf, that, and nobody's saying not to do that, but not like one thing. It's amazing when he said he would have these kids in his gym, Troy just said, and he'd ask them to throw a ball.
Listen,
they're golfers that can play great golf and they can't throw a ball.
Well, interestingly enough, I heard yesterday on another program, I think it was, might have been Carney's show. I'm not sure. I think it was Mark Carnival, the Mark Carnival show. Mark said that, don't hold me to it, but he said that, take a guess what player, not a young player, but an older player now, a little older, could dunk a basketball from flat footed, just stand under the net and just jump and dunk it. You'll never guess.
I know Dustin Johnson can, but you're talking about an older player?
Uh-huh.
Older than
when
that.
He was in school,
Dustin
whatever,
Johnson.
When he was younger.
Yeah.
Jim Furyk.
Jim
Furyk's
right?
An athlete. I mean, he's a heck of an athlete. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, Jim Furyk. I was like, wow. Didn't know that. But
did not know that. Yeah.
Did not realize.
Because he's not all that tall. He's probably about, 6'2 or so.
He's my height. Same height as me.
Good for him.
So, yeah, that's pretty cool.
I never could do that, Frank. So,
well,
one of my great failures. Yeah, but still, standing flat-footed at 6'2 isn't, I mean, you got to have some springs to do that.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do.
I mean,
by the way, talking
talking
about discipline, the Knicks game the other night, did you catch a former player getting booted?
Ooh, Charles Oakley, you think?
Yeah. Yeah, you think?
Yeah, that was crazy, wasn't
it? That was pretty brutal.
There's never an end in the world of sports, what's going on. Hey, by the way, I probably haven't given everybody all the information they want talking about the AT&T Pebble Beach. The leaders, Rick Lamb, so you'll know, and Joel Dahman all played at Spyglass Hill yesterday, and they got off early. As a matter of fact, Lamb and played. They went on the first pair off, and that's where the weather was the best. And then it got worse throughout the day, and it was much worse near the coast. So if you played at Monterey Peninsula or you played at Pebble Beach, yeah. The weather was much, much worse there. So that's the advantage that those guys got playing early. So they're all at 4 under par. But Jordan Spieth played at Monterey Peninsula. He's at 3 under. Jason Day is at 2 under. Phil Mickelson played at Monterey Peninsula. All these guys played at Monterey. Dustin Johnson, both at 1 under. Justin Rose, also at Monterey, not such a great start. He's 3 over par.
Yeah.
But he's still out on the golf course. There's a lot of these guys still have a couple of holes left to play. Justin Rose still has 6 holes left to play because the bad weather eventually took over. But if you've been out to Pebble Beach, or if you haven't, the Pebble Beach and Monterey are, a lot of it are exposed to the ocean right there, or to the bay. And yeah, so the weather kind of rolls right in. If you're at Spyglass Hill, you're kind of up in the hills, like the name would say, and there's a lot of trees. And so you're protected quite a bit more if you play Spyglass. So that's why they had an advantage from the weather, even when it kicked up. Yeah. The winds weren't kicking up nearly as bad there as they were at Pebble and Monterey.
Yeah, you're protected at Spyglass, but not protected from the ice plants.
No.
Boy, yeah. That is a tough golf course.
And the other thing they said, too, is, of course, this is a reason a lot of people, some people, I guess not a lot, but don't want to play at this tournament, is because it's a pro-am and you have amateurs. So you have 300 people out on the golf course, right? You have 150
pros, yeah, spread across,
and 150 are spread around. And so the Poana greens get a lot of wear and tear.
Yes, they do.
And you can imagine when it's wet like that, it doesn't really always spring back to where it used to be. So if you're coming later in the day, those greens were not nearly as good a shape as the early guys, too, which certainly would affect some putting and whatnot.
Back
on top of the fact that the wind was blowing your ball while you're trying to putt it. So
yeah, that's brutal.
It was a hairy first round.
Back to agronomy. Here we go. If the greens are bad, the scores are bad. The scores don't go low.
Hey, we're going to take a quick time out. We got Dave Horner, who's going to be joining us. He, of course, is the director of golf operations at the French Lick Resort in French Lick, Indiana, named the golf course of the year just yesterday. Was it yesterday, Frank?
It was last night in an event in Orlando. Yes.
There you go. So that recently. So we'll talk with Dave about one of his proud golf courses. It's being the Pete Dye, but he's proud of everything there at French Lick, and find out what exactly they do to make French Lick so perfect. I don't know, Frank. They do something there that everybody else doesn't do.
It's a great place.
They pull it off at French Lick, and we'll be joined by Dave when we come back. You're listening to Golf Talk America here on PGA Tour Radio, and we'll return right after this. And welcome back, Golf Talk America here on PGA Tour Radio, and we just finished talking with Dr. Troy Van Beesen, chiropractor for the PGA Tour, letting us know how to stay in the best physical condition and how he keeps a lot of the guys on the tour in the best physical condition. Keeping a golf course in its best condition is a challenge for professionals all over the country. And every year they get together to say, well, you know, who's doing the best job of having the best golf courses? And that's what brings us to Dave Horner. He is the director of golf operations at French Lick Resort. Brendan Sweeney, our good friend with French Lick Resort, joins us all the time. But we finally got someone who really is the heartbeat of that facility. Someone who really knows what he's talking about. We've had enough of Brendan. We go to Dave. Dave Horner, how are you doing today?
Hello.
Dave, you there?
Yes.
How are you doing today?
Well, it's great to be on. Thank you very much.
Yeah. I think Dave was laughing that we were hammering Brendan.
I was kind of getting a little chuckle out of that, sure.
At his expense, why not?
Brendan is my on-the-road sidekick. He's the best. Sweeney does a great job on this show, but Dave, it's good to have you on.
Yes, he's a warrior out there for us. He opens a lot of doors and gets a lot of things done for us.
Yeah, he really does. He's a real asset to the French Lick Resort and your team. I know it's probably tough. It's like herding cats to keep Brendan on on focus. He's kind of like me, but
he's learning all about Twitter.
Yes, he is.
Hey, congratulations.
You'll have to ask him about his Twitter mishap last night.
I saw it.
We won't talk about it on the air.
No, I saw it. I called him on the phone. I said, Sweeney.
Thanks for that, Frank.
I said, you better delete that quick, buddy. He said, oh, got it. Sorry. Anyway, congratulations. What a deal. Tim, jump in there. You and I were talking about this.
This was the National Golf Course Owners Association have their meeting in Orlando, and you guys were named the 2017 Golf Course of the Year. So congratulations, Dave. That's some pretty heady company and very competitive. So many great golf courses up for consideration. For you guys to win, you have to be very proud of your entire staff there.
Well, yeah, it's been, you know, it's been a 10-year process. We were up for Golf Course of the Year in 2012. Of course, we were only 2.5 years old and weren't that well known at the time. And we did make it to the final three, and we didn't win. So it was good to come back and finally avenge that and be recognized for the great work that's been done there, not only by the golf team, but the rest of the resort and the Cook family and the community.
Poppy Hills, by the way, was one of the other courses that was in the final, so it just tells you the level of the competition. What all goes into determining the course of the year? What factors do they look at?
There are four criteria: quality of ownership, quality of management, involvement in the community, and impact to the game. So, you know, we feel like we are as good as anybody at all of those. I think when you look at the unemployment in our community prior to the resort renovation and the Pete Dye Golf Course, and, you know, 13.5%, now it's 2.5%. You look at the, you know, in the last 5 years, we've started a first tee chapter, PGA Junior League, a caddy program, had 11 junior caddies who went on to earn the Evans Scholarship. Just got our 12th day before yesterday, a young man named Logan Russell from there in French Lick will be going to Indiana University on a 4-year full tuition room and board scholarship. So that's changing lives in a big way. You know, you can have green grass and not do those things, but we have green grass and do those things.
Interestingly enough, there are 3,000 residents in the county surrounding the resort, and the French Lick Resort, which encompasses, of course, the West Baden Springs Hotel, the French Lick Resort Hotel, the Pete Dye Course, the Donald Ross Course, famous golf course, the Valley Links Course. They employ 1,700 of the 3,000 residents around that county. So that's
not too bad.
Somewhere near that, yes.
Yeah. That's incredible.
The actual population of the two towns, French Lick and West Baden, is about 2,200, actually, and then, you know, the immediate surrounding area, another 800 or 900. But, yeah, when we have every employee working and the hotels are full, we out populate the towns.
Unbelievable. and you know, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Tim.
We're talking with Dave Harner, who's the director of golf operations at the French Lick Resort, and just named last night as the course of the year. You also do a lot of great things for charity in that area. As you said, it's got different factors. The Riley Children's Foundation is one of the beneficiaries of all the benefits of that. Bill Cook had the vision to rejuvenate this area and the golf course and the resort and everything else. He's got to be and would be very, very proud of everything that has happened here. I don't know that even he had that vision when he got the ball rolling on kind of getting this back up from where it was. As Brendan has brought up numerous times, it was the home for the Chicago Cubs spring training back even in the 30s and 40s. But to see what it's doing right now, you guys have to be, from the whole community and everything there at the French Lick Resort, all of you, not just the golf course, have to be so proud of what you guys see having been achieved from Mr. Cook's vision.
I knew, you know, I didn't know a whole lot about the Cook family and the Cook group. I knew that he had invested a lot of money in the West Baden Springs Hotel on behalf of Historic Landmarks. In fact, Historic Landmarks of Indiana owned that place, and he had invested $35 million before he ever owned a brick. So, you know, I knew we were in good shape there. When he came in and, you know, we were going to renovate the French Lick Hotel and try to keep it open, and, you know, they started to do some work, and he said, hey, this just isn't going to work. We're going to close it for a year. And, oh, by the way, the 355 employees that work here, we're going to pay them while they're off. 100%.
Unbelievable.
So, and I talked to him about that one time, and I said, you know, I'm not sure I really understand that. He said, well, you know, we have to close it to do things right. But he said, we also need to do the right thing. So there's a big difference between doing the right thing and doing things right, I guess.
Unbelievable. That's what a great man. And of course, Steve Ferguson, the current chairman of the board of Cook Group, picked up that torch and continued to run with it. And it's a tribute to all you guys up there. I mean, I can't say it enough. You've been so great to us and this show from the day it started that we are so thankful for our relationship with French Lick as one of our major sponsors of Golf Talk America. I want to go back to the Die Course for a minute, though, because it's already gained a lot of recognition. Leading national tournament site by hosting the 2015 Senior PGA Championship presented by KitchenAid, the 2014 USGA State Team Championship, the 2010 PGA Professional National Championship, the 2012 Indiana Open, the 2012 to 2014 Big Ten Men's Championship, the 2014 Big Ten Women's Championship, and the 2013 through 2016 Legends Championship. And now, a big thing that's happened, the upcoming inaugural LPGA Senior Championship presented by Old National Bank. Tim, that's that's a lot of championships, and this new LPGA event, the inaugural event, is a big deal coming up in July.
Yeah, that's going to be exciting. We've worked with the Legends Tour and Jane Blaylock's group for 4 years, and we were at a crossroads. We either had to help them to grow awareness of their tour and give them a championship that was noteworthy worldwide, or just give up. And Steve Ferguson's not one to give up. He's the one who said, we were sitting in a meeting and talking about what to do and how to go forward, and he said, well, why don't we have an LPGA senior championship? And Jane said, well, I can talk to the LPGA. He said, well, why don't you talk to him? He said, call him up, like right now.
And that happened.
So that's how it started. and now we wound up, ready to go in 2017 with the first ever women's professional senior major.
That's going to be great. We'll be there covering it all week, so we'll have a blast there. Let's jump over to another topic that's near and dear to my heart, though, Dave, for a moment. Since I was a music major, you're a musician yourself. You've got a band, and I was telling Tim about it. I want you to tell Tim about your band, the name of it, and what you guys do. Dave's a musician.
Who knew? Who knew?
Well, that's a term used loosely.
Not so.
I'm happy to have a day job. Let's just say it that way. I've been playing in bands since I was 12 or 13 years old. And my mother was a musician. She is a musician. In fact, she's 77 and still playing. And in fact, this weekend we have a little block party at our place here in Florida, and we're going to be playing for that. And just something completely different from what I do for my regular job, and it's a good stress reliever, and a lot of fun for us.
What's the name of your band?
The band's name is Iron Mountain, and we play country, classic rock, a little bit of bluegrass, so we have a lot of fun with it. Got some talented guys in the group. I'm just kind of along.
Yeah, very humble. Dave's very humble. I want to back up to your mother. Now, the piano factory that used to be in French Lick, correct me if I'm wrong, didn't she work for Kimball Pianos?
Yeah, she was one of the first employees there. She was a final tuner, piano tuner, and quality control there in the plant. Probably 15, 20 years.
So she can play pretty good piano, I would imagine.
She plays the old, Jerry Lee Lewis,
love it,
Floyd Kramer style. So
interesting.
She can play, Floyd Kramer's big hit back in 1959 was a song called Last Date.
Yeah, sure.
If you get on my Facebook, she plays it to the note, Floyd Kramer style.
Interesting that you bring up Floyd Kramer. My wife, Pamela, whom was good friends, or their family were good friends with the Kramers. They lived right down the street from them up in Hendersonville, Madison, Tennessee, just north of Nashville. Pamela has a recipe that she fixes a lot here that Mrs. Kramer wrote out and gave to her and signed it, and Floyd signed it. We still have that recipe. So that's pretty cool. Isn't that neat?
Oh, it is.
Yeah, that's neat stuff. Well, Dave Harner, you're the best, man, and your team is the best. You're the French Lick a resort, but the Pete Dye Golf Course. Tim's not been there, and he'll be there. And Tim said that he wanted to play head to head against you. Y'all take on nine holes.
Tim, I did.
Tim said he would play it from the back tees, but you don't have to.
There you go.
That's
yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Perfect.
Yeah. How long? How long is that course from the back tees?
8102.
Is that all? Oh, come on.
That all you got?
That's not enough. Come on. Got to get more than that. Tim, and then I'll play drums in your band too. So I'm in for everything. Yeah.
Perfect. We have a hard time keeping drummers, so that's good.
Of course you do. Don't we all?
That's because they play the back tees. They have a heart attack before they make the turn. So what's Dave, up? When does the course open at the French Lick Resort? I know that the Donald Ross course is open now, which everybody – we talk about Pete Dye a lot. That Donald Ross course is very historic, fabulous golf course, and I think it's pretty doggone difficult if you try to attack it with a wild drive. But when does the Pete Dye course open up again for public play?
Oh, sometime during the month of March. We haven't really – we don't really set an opening date. We just kind of let the weather balance. I know we've got coming up our senior LPGA media day in April.
Right.
That's a sure thing. That'll be April 24th, 5th, and 6th. I think we have a PGA ambassador trip planned right behind that. So really to get in the swing of the season, it's, sometime 1st of April or middle. The Pete Dye course, we don't really like to open it until it's prime condition, and when it's not in prime condition in the fall, we close it. We want that experience to be consistent throughout the year. So.
Well, it's a fabulous golf course, and it's a whole lot more than I can handle, but even for the average player, if you're an 18 handicapper, just go out there and enjoy it from the proper tees and listen to the caddies. Listen to your caddy because they know the angles, and it's beautiful. It's like a walk in paradise on that place. I love it.
Yeah, Dave, we do appreciate
the local knowledge is pretty important there, especially in the on the approach shots and where to hit your tee shot, where to avoid. I think probably is as big a thing as any. And playing the right set of tees, as you said, it's pretty friendly if you get up there where you can keep it in the fairway and hit it a couple hundred yards.
Sure.
Well, justifiably enough, Dave, you guys, again, were named the golf course of the year by the National Golf Course Owners Association last night in Orlando. And, if anybody has a chance, if you're anywhere in that area, Louisville area, southern Indiana, French Lick, even Chicago, it's only a few hours away, then make sure you get down there, knock it off your bucket list, the French Lick Resort. Any of the courses you can play would be a welcomed addition to the golf courses in your resume. So, again, Dave, thanks for your time, and congratulations again on yourself and all the people there at French Lick for being named Course of the Year. We appreciate it.
Gentlemen, we thank you for having us on, and you guys continue to do great things. So we appreciate
it. Okay.
Thanks so much, Dave.
Have a
good
one. We appreciate it.
See you soon. Dave Harner.
He's the director of golf operations, French Lick Resort. Yeah. Very different than Brendan Sweeney. Yeah,
well, Dave's very dry. He's very humorous, though, but he's very dry. His voice on the radio isn't indicative of how funny he really is. I mean, he breaks Sweeney up. So, I mean, he will break up Sweeney, and that's hard to do. Brendan, because Brendan can blow and go. He's quick.
I know we talk a lot about French Lick Resort, but literally, if you look at their history, if you just go on Google and check them out, the history of that golf course and what Mr. Cook did to rejuvenate that entire community is almost saintly when you think about it.
Yes, it is.
It was a very depressed area. A lot of people were moving out, and certainly there was a lot of high unemployment. And for him to just come in a small little corner of the world, it wasn't like he's doing this in a major city or somewhere to get a lot of attention. It was almost like he did it because it was the right thing to do. He wanted to do it out in the middle of nowhere almost that people wouldn't necessarily notice, but yet they have. And that's what's great about it is they recognize what he's done for the community. Certainly this recognition of how great the golf course is as well. But fascinating story for the Cook family to do what they've done there at French Lick. So
And now Steve Ferguson and has carried that torch, as I said earlier. Steve Ferguson, my hat's off to him. What a great man, CEO of Cook Group in Bloomington, Indiana is where they're based. They make they're a big medical devices company. Privately held, but huge company. So, and they employ lots and lots of people down there. So, anyway, it was good to have Dave on. I can't wait to get up there for media day. It's going to be fun. Maybe you can squeeze a couple of days, Tim, and get on.
Maybe.
French Lick has a couple of jets. Maybe we can talk Sweeney into sending one of the
That'd
jets to
nice.
Get you. But you'll have to lose about a quarter of a mil in the casino there if you're going to get the ride on the jet.
Is that all? Yeah.
Yeah.
So that and play from 8,000 yards at the tips. Is there anything else you want me to do?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, Yeah, never mind. I won't tell you. But
nothing.
You know, they just had Sarah Evans perform up there. Had Kenny Rogers.
Oh, did they?
And Sarah Evans. They have a lot of great performers at French Lick too. The entertainment there is really, really good. And they hosted us for New Year's Eve. They've done it every year. We go up and spend a few days up there and do a black tie event New Year's Eve. Big band playing, and it's incredible. It's just a special place.
Great place. So, again, check it out, French Lick Resort. Any time of the year is a good time to be going there. Christmas time, middle of summer, fall, whatever. Beautiful, beautiful area there. And a lot hillier than people think. They think of Indiana and the Midwest being very flat. Very, very pretty terrain there in southern Indiana that will probably surprise you if you haven't been
there before. The course, by the way, real quick before we go, the course, the Pete Dye course up on the mansion there, overlooking that course, the second highest point in all of Indiana. It's unbelievable. You see the clouds come in, and if you look on our Facebook page, you'll see that picture of the golf course with some clouds down below it. That's the Pete Dye course. So
there you go.
It's beautiful. It's a pretty place, man. I think we're being told to get out of here. I don't know.
We've given them a lot of credit. So you got to go see it now. It's like we've built this place up to be the next coming. So now you got to go see for yourself.
Yeah.
All right, we are out of time, everybody. Thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate Dr. Troy Van Beesen for being with us, and certainly Dave Harner with the French Lick Resorts. Pebble Beach, get ready for another round today, and we'll be back beginning of next week to give you a full recap of what happened at Pebble Beach and let you know who survived and who did not drown to finish up the AT&T Pebble Beach. For Frank Bassett, I'm Tim Matthews. Thanks, everybody, for being with us, and please join us next time right here on Golf Talk America.